And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's go. So I'm allowed to swear.
You can
swear as much as you want, because we will.
Okay, cool. Yeah, don't let recent episodes fool you. It's just that we've been having more professional people on. Or at least people.
We are professionals.
It's overrated, all that bollocks.
Just go for it.
Pretty much. Oh, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Pappy.
This is the SML Podcast, episode 172. Another interview. We are talking with Mike Daw of Infinite State Games. How are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
It's one of those days, you know.
Oh, it's still Friday for us, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the point. It's no longer Friday here, but there we go.
Yeah, it's Saturday morning for you in good old UK, United Kingdom, the UK. Yep. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and why you're on our show.
Okay. Well, as established, my name's Mike, and I'm the creative director of Infinite State Games. That's a grand title I've given myself. There's only two of us.
Why did you go with creative director, not like Lord and Master?
I don't know. I should have kind of pimped it up a little bit, shouldn't I? I don't know. I think it's just because it's like I just always fancied that role. You know when you see like the credits of a game going up and it goes creative director, and you think, shit, that's the guy with all the ideas, man. Yeah, that's the guy that's he's done it all, you know. Yeah, and yeah, that's what I fancied.
I see, like, producer, director,
this illusion,
head of creative stuff like that, lead writer. I just want to be like Lord, and then the name. Yeah. It's like, what do you do for the studio? I'm the fucking Lord of the place. I run this bitch.
I think that was the British humility that I was going for creative director when I could have gone for just Lord.
There we go. If I make
Grand
a game,
Poombah.
I want my title in the credits to be Runs This Bitch, and then just Joe Camisa.
Shit, dude. Why not do... I mean, I am partial to Grand Poombah.
Timon and Poombah?
Grand High Poombah thing, yeah.
Well, that's the old Flintstones, I believe, was Grand Poombah.
Right.
Pumbaa is friends with Timon in The Lion King.
I'm cool with Grand Pumbaa as well, and that means I just get to, you know, be fat and eat shit all the time.
It's the best of both worlds.
Taras Hakuna Matata Butre.
That actually works for me anyway.
So before I cut you off asking about your title, you were saying you're creative director.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean shit. It doesn't really mean anything. Basically, it's me and my mate Charlie, and we kind of make games together. Charlie tends to do the more kind of programmy side, and I'll tend to do the more sort of designy audio side. He's the consummate professional, but for some reason they put me in front of press. I think because it's more likely to be go it wrong, which is always insane. That's it, really. We just make games, like fun games we want to play ourselves, you know. We're pretty old school, so we tend to make kind of more old schooly sort of games. We also like to, in fact, I'd like to announce this now, we'd like to be known as the games company which has really good bass.
Good bass?
You know, like, Yeah, you know, like you get like companies that are known for, like, From Software, known for their really nice drippy walls, and like I can't think of any other ones. I'd like people to go like, oh, Infinite State Games, yeah, they're the ones with really good bass, aren't they?
Those guys, you really want to play their games in your Mazda?
Yeah, yes.
You need a good thumping subwoofer when you play their games.
Yeah, hook your Vita up to your car audio as you're the passenger. Just be pumping out those game sounds while you're driving.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I will admit that the soundtrack for DDMR is fucking awesome, by the way.
Oh, cheers, so, man.
Well, that was the very first comment I made when I pulled up a video, since I don't have a Vita. Was just, man, that's some good sound.
Oh, cheers. Yeah. I mean, I do the music, but I use kind of like really old shitty. Have you ever heard of Trackers? Like, it's a way of. I still use Trackers from like the Amiga days.
So you're old school.
Yeah. There are gray hairs. That's just our thing, you know. Like we like to take as much from the old that was working that wasn't shit, and just make it a little bit more palatable. I mean, that's what we were doing with Don't Die anyway. I mean, Don't Die is just it's a fucking shameless. It's an arcade game. You know, there's not a huge amount of, you know, there's no story, there's no nothing. It's just I fancy having a panic attack. That's why I don't die. Like sometimes, you know, like, I mean, we're coming out on March the 8th, which is the same day as Destiny. So fingers crossed. I mean, I don't hope that their servers go down, but what I'm saying is that there's something to do if that happens now. It's
Destiny or The Division?
Did I say Destiny?
I was going to say, Destiny's been out for a little bit.
Well, I mean, it comes out the same time as a game that starts with a D that I don't want to play.
I'm excited for The Division, so...
I was excited until I realized I had to share my world with other people, and I was like, fuck that. Other people ruin things.
We're excited by it as well. We played the beta. A friend of ours worked on it who made some levels for one of our games from a couple of years ago, Fruitorious. We're really looking forward to it as well. But those servers are going to go down.
If you're a good gamer, you're excited for it. But for me, I'm like, oh, I can run into people also playing in my world who are much better than me, who will just fuck me up and take my shit.
Only if you go in the dark zone. If you don't go in the dark zone, the other people can't fuck with you.
But again, me, I will end up in the dark zone whether I intended to or not.
Oh no, it's a pretty deliberate thing.
Did you play any Dark Souls at all?
No, he doesn't. I kind of want to watch him play Dark Souls.
This way. I just purchased. We reviewed a game last week. I couldn't get past the second set of enemies, so I just purchased the game for someone else so they could actually write in a review.
He is the non-gamer of the show. Like, he's.
I love video games, but I'm just not good at them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I like making him play hard games.
I'm like the I give the reviews that you would get from like a grandparent. Like, oh, it seemed very interesting, but it was very difficult.
Well, Minesweeper was a fun game back in my day.
Oh no! Like that's really really valuable because like most game reviews that I read, to be honest, like I reckon if I buy a AAA game, I probably get about 10% into it, and then it gets too hard. Like I'm a bit, I'm not the most coordinated of people. Like I've got quite good reactions, but I get really 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 stumped quite quickly on a lot of stuff. So it's nice to have somebody that's a bit cack-handed.
Yeah, no, that would be me. Let's just say it. Let's be honest. I'm just shit at video games.
Yeah, you are.
But they're fun, and I love them.
That's your charm. That's why I keep you around. Yay. You make me look good.
Finally, a reason. But yeah, back to your game.
Okay, for the people who don't know what your game is, why don't you tell us a bit about Don't Die, Mr. Robot? Give us the sales pitch of the game.
Okay. Well, Don't Die, Mr. Robot is a bullet hell fruit 'em up. It kind of feels like a bullet hell game, but there's a lot of fruit, and the fruit explode, and it's a high scorey sort of score chasery game, and we've got lots of different modes in it. But right at its core, it's just a stupid arcade game that gets you really excited and then gets you really crushed and then makes you want to have another go. We've got like loads of different modes where we kind of mess things up a little bit. There's like a straight up arcade mode, which is my personal favorite. There's like 50 different missions in this form of this kind of remix mode where we change the laws up where like you're not allowed to get the fruit runs away from you. There's just certain types of enemies creating like unique different patterns and challenges and stuff like that. It's just quite fun. Like, that's it. It's just a fun little game. And I think it's quite fun to watch people play. It's one of those ones that, you know, people ain't going to be streaming it for years or anything. But if you want to watch somebody say fuck and really mean it, really mean it, it's a really good place to go to.
And I can laugh at that because I know exactly what you mean by saying fuck and really meaning it. Like when you have to get, like, I don't know, 20 of something on a stage to get a platinum medal and you're at 19 and you just graze an enemy a little bit too close and you explode and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because all that work is gone to a gold medal when you should have had that fucking platinum.
But it wasn't about the prize of the platinum. It was about learning to get good.
Get good, scrub.
Get good. I am a scrub.
That's like my new favorite phrase for our show. Just get good.
To my defense, I hate the PlayStation's controller. And I wish...
Well, you guys are Xbox guys. Huh?
Yes, we are definitely Xbox guys. I know I harassed you earlier about wanting to see this game come to the Xbox One. Because I would love to play it with a better controller that I don't hate.
Have you got large hands?
They're fat hands.
Have you got long,
meaty sausages? That's what he's got.
Are they?
Ever tried to play a game with five sausages on each hand?
I'm actually a lot better at the game on the Vita as opposed to the PS4, just because it's easier to control it on the Vita instead of the dog shit that is the DualShock controller.
Damn.
Well, yeah, that's quite a damning summary of the controller. A lot of people enjoy the controller, and there are other controllers available. I will
never enjoy the fact that the analog stick on the PS4 is not in the primary position of the controller. I hate that about the PlayStation controller. I always have. I always will. They need to switch the D-pad and the analog stick like the Xbox has it.
I kind of like them when the analog sticks are side by side. You know, when one's slightly higher up than the other, and it does, and it makes it less symmetrical than it would be. It's just sort of like it offends me.
visually,
man, yeah.
It just feels better on the Xbox for me. That's just my own preference, but.
Well, I've been kind of nagging, and I think we might have an Xbox One dev kit on its way, actually, from a little bit of nagging. So, hear that idea, Xbox, I'm going to hold you to that. So,
if this game comes to the Xbox, I will happily whore this out a second time around.
Talking about the controllers, like, I haven't played a PlayStation since PS3 like 4 or 5 years ago, and I can't actually envision putting my hands down there anymore. Like my left thumb feels weird, but it's what you're used to though.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of, I can flip between. I don't really notice anymore. Cause you know, when you kind of look, got like a few consoles knocking around the house and you're kind of cycling between games after you I just don't really notice anymore. I don't think I have a fave anymore. I think I've got completely controller ambivalent.
I'm spoiled because I have the Xbox One Elite controller, and even just going to a normal Xbox One controller feels horrible anymore. It just feels light and plasticky. The Elite controller, for people, I was one of those guys who said, who the fuck is going to pay $150 for a controller, and how is it ever going to be worth it? Holy shit, is it good.
Is it?
It is an amazing controller.
I used to know this guy that had this controller that's got all these little novels on the back of it, but for his Xbox One, it's nothing to do with that, is it? I'm not familiar with the.
It probably is, because the Elite controller, it's made of more high quality material. It also has paddles that you could put on the back to help with like first person shooters, button mapping, stuff like that.
The D-pad is like an angled pad, like it's a circle instead of just
It's removable, and you can put different ones on there. Like, I have a standard D-pad on there, but you could take that off and put that disc one on, which helps a lot with fighting games. The Elite controller is absolutely worth it, and I have a hard time going back to a normal controller anymore.
See, I already accidentally have 5 Xbox controllers. I can't justify getting more.
See, I traded a couple of my extra ones in to afford it, and then I bought it when Best Buy was doing a sale, where if you bought the Elite controller, you got a free copy of Halo 5. So I sold the controller I sold the game for an extra $50, and it was basically the Elite controller for $100, which worked for me.
Weird.
And it's so good. It is so good.
So yeah, anyhow, so back to the PlayStation.
I would love to play Don't Die, Mr. Robot with the Elite controller. That would feel.
What's your favorite controller of all time?
The Bear.
What's the Bear?
Bear is the original Xbox controller that was like the
size. You must have really big hands too, yeah?
No, I have tiny little hands. I've got like the Burger King commercial with the guy's like, I can't eat a Whopper because I have tiny little baby hands.
I can imagine. Are they doll's hands?
Every woman I've ever dated had bigger hands than I did.
I'm the same, actually.
It's just, but for some reason, that controller was just so comfortable. I think it was because it was so damn big. Like, you knew that no matter who you gave it to, they could play the game. You could give that thing to Shaq, and he'd be like, okay, let's do this. You know?
Is it? No. I can remember handing the original Xbox controller to people and them saying, what the fuck?
They said, what the fuck, but they could play it.
Pappy, I think you're trying too hard to act like Josh, because Josh legitimately liked that controller, but the original Xbox controller was terrible. The Type S one was much better.
I know one of the original Xbox controllers is still my favorite.
Yeah, the smaller Type S one things were a lot better than the original ones. That was, I think that's, they were objectively shit.
Yeah, the original ones were just terrible.
I can't. It's rose-tinted glasses. I just remember good times playing like the original Halo and stuff. So it might just be more the memories of the games I played.
Probably.
I did a little experiment once. I used to work in environmental health, and I used to get I used to be able to do like swab samples of services and stuff. And I took it home and I swabbed my consoles to see which controller would pick up the most. Unpleasant organisms.
Oh God!
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a few years back. So, I had the DS, I think the PS2, and the PSP. And I don't want to get into trouble with any console manufacturers or anything, but that dimpled thumbstick on the right of the PSP was basically a fecal coliform magnet.
Nice. So that's what you would recommend not bringing into the bathroom with you.
Well, if you're going to take that to the bathroom with you, you're going to need to sterilize that. The nub was basically...
So do not lick that circular nub.
Stay away from the nub.
I always love that, the same thing when people go into the bathrooms to swab, like public bathrooms, and they find out that the women's room is actually a lot filthier at a microbial level than the men's room.
I hear that. Well, I think because it stinks of piss all the time in a men's one, you're more likely to clean it, isn't it? But it's kind of I don't know. I'd have to research that one.
Oh, good old urine.
yeah. As someone who works in a job with 3 women and 30 men, I can attest that poor bathroom. Wait, 2 stalls, 1 urinal, and the ventilation system is like a 3-inch hole to the roof.
Yeah, but you must have some disabled toilet somewhere that you can sneakily use.
No, well, active duty military.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. No, just sometimes you just try and sneak into the women's bathroom.
Yeah.
Just tuck in, pretend.
I said, I mean, there's times, like I said, there's only three women working there, so there's times where they're all gone. And you're like, yeah, we can use the women's room all day today. Nobody cares. Totally.
That's my rule. That's my rule of work, is if the women have gone home, it's fair game.
Yeah.
You know, empty your back, go crazy. But, you know, it's not appropriate.
We're going to bomb the women's bathroom.
Well, that's just not even fair. But we do steal their air fresheners all the time.
All right. Oh, yeah, you can't be masking it. Because then it makes... Yeah, no, that's not a good game, masking it. Just open the window.
No window.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, I work in a building with no windows and one door.
The problem with it, because I found a sneaky bog, right, that nobody uses, but nobody uses because there's a sticker on a bit of pipe that says asbestos.
But nobody as long uses as you don't it. Scratch the pipe, you're fine.
Or as long as you don't breathe while you're going for a shit. So if I hold my breath, because I can hold my breath for about a minute, but it takes like a minute and a half. I haven't risked it yet, but I think I might do that.
Well, I got a fix for that. There's a gas mask with a filter sitting in my bedroom. So, you know, just take that to work. Like, what are you doing? God. Oh, I'm going to take a shit. People would just think that
Pappy, what the hell are you wearing?
I'm going to take a shit.
My poop gear.
Yeah. Something about
video games. Yeah.
Games. Yeah.
So, do you reckon is your game the kind of game that you can go use on the toilet and end up losing 20 minutes of your life until your butt goes numb?
Yeah. No. What it is you end up getting this red ring around your ass. That's the thing. I mean, like, yeah, you
see,
can...
See, I knew you were an Xbox fan talking about the red ring.
Yeah, the second red ring of death. Yeah, you could play it on the bog. I mean, you're probably going to say rude words. And the same with it on the bus. And to be honest, I wouldn't recommend playing it in public, to be honest.
You motherfucker. People. God damn you fucking why did you eat the fucking grapes, you son of a
Yeah.
So it's not you don't recommend it because of the game, you recommend it because of the likely reaction while you're playing it.
Yeah, because you're gonna say a really rude word and but no, of course I recommend it as a game. It's a great arcade game. It's probably gonna be the number one system selling game on the PS4. And I imagine that it will sell many, many consoles.
Well, it came out a while ago on the Vita, right? How well have sales been on the Vita?
Well, I mean, as you know, I think we saved the Vita.
Oh, clearly, because Sony gave up on it.
Yeah,
that's it. They said ISG, because that's what they like to call us. Like, we're giving up on it, but we know you guys will look after it and tend to it as it dies. And we will. I mean, like, everything that we every game that we make, we'll always bring out on the Vita. Because
so you are the nurse tending to the dying patient, making its last days.
Yeah, absolutely. We are, yeah, we're basically, I mean, I can't remember the head of Sony's name, but he was round there having a cup of tea, and he said, just look after it. Just look after it, mate. She's yours now. So you
take
know,
care of my daughter.
Yeah. So the first thing we'll do, you know, statement of intent, release don't die on the PS4, and save the PS4, and then, you know, everything, basically every game that we make is going to be on the Vita because we're huge fans of the Vita.
Yeah, as much as I'm not a PS4 fan, I love the Vita.
It's funny because to hear a lot of people talk about the Vita, it's almost like it had the ability to be like a prize-winning racehorse. And Sony just looked at it and went, hey, you know what? No, we're just going to turn you into glue.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's I mean, everyone likes the Vita except Sony. And it doesn't make sense. It's such a fantastic system. And it got... shit from the beginning when they teamed up with AT&T for the 3G model. Like, fucking locked it to AT&T, really?
Did they do that? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, in America, at least. I don't know how it was over in Europe.
No, other countries have laws that prevent shit from being up to one cell carrier.
Bastards.
Yeah, it's a great machine. It's great. I mean, it's great to take out. It's great to play around the house. The screen is bloody lush. And there's some cracking titles.
There really are.
It's great. Yeah. And the whole cross-buy thing as well is really nice as well. Yeah, it's a great handheld. It's a great, and I'm a huge fan of handhelds. Love them.
Yeah, I wonder how nice this would look in 3D on the 3DS. Is that something that is in the works or possibility?
I don't know. It's really like. I don't want to get in trouble, but like Microsoft have been pretty good. Sony have been pretty good in kind of hooking it up with a dev kit. Nintendo are a lot harder. And it's not down to their unwillingness or anything. It's more down to there's a lot more hoops to jump through. And we're only two guys with not a lot of spare time. We haven't really got, I mean, you know, if we get a bit bigger, definitely I'd flipping love to see it on a 3DS. It would look great in 3D. But yeah, it's tricky, man. It's tricky. And also, I think basically they won't give us a free one.
Yeah. That kind of cuts into your aspirations when you're just a 2-man crew.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we'll give you one, but yeah, that'll be like $3,000.
Yeah.
So as soon as you have that money ponied up, we'll send it right over.
Well, okay, yeah. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to go into that sort of thing, but
we've heard similar stuff from other, like some developers are like, oh yeah, we went with Microsoft because they sent us a free kit, or we went with, you know, Sony because they sent us a free kit, or, you know, so a lot of it is.
Yeah, totally. And like Sony absolutely fucking kicked everything off for us, you know, like it's been amazing to be able to. I mean, it's no secret that we did Don't Die on the Vita without spending. I think we spent like a tenner on it, and that was on business cards. So to suddenly have like an expense to buy an enormous dev kit is a significant portion of an indie developer's earnings.
Yeah. We've definitely heard from developers who have just last night we talked with a guy who spent 5 years on his game, and we know how tough it can be for some guys who are basically doing these games in their spare time and just hoping to get it out. So hey, you got to go with where you can.
Yeah, totally. And you know, you're kind of hustling all the time. You know, you're kind of constantly asking people for favors, and sometimes it pulls off, and sometimes it doesn't. But it's fun. But yeah, I can imagine it taking 5 years, and I can imagine that guy being fucking knackered, because it's like, dude, I mean, like if we were working on Don't Die, it would have taken sort of like 6 months, I think, to get right. But no, it took us a year. But we were doing like. We'd come home from work and do like 3-4 hours on it a night, you know, have a session on the weekends. We both live really far apart as well. Like Charlie lives near London and I live near a place called Bristol, which is like,
oh yeah, really far apart.
It's going to make you, scoff, isn't it? Yeah. It's a whole, I suppose it's like a 3-hour drive, which is going to.
I'm currently 3,500 miles away from Joe.
Yeah. Right. You're just like a 5-day drive. Something like that. nothing too bad.
Yeah, where you guys are at.
There's problems when you're making a game together, because like I think I probably see Charlie in the flesh maybe sort of like once a year or something. But
yeah, distance is relative. But yeah, if you're 3 hours away and you're trying to work together and you're trying to spend what, probably 10-12 hours a day on your game when you have time, you know, a 6-hour round trip is going to eat into that a little bit.
Yeah, and that, and you know, like a job. Permitting, but you know, it's got its own challenges. But you know, that's really fun. You know, like when we have like a board meeting, is basically Dark Souls. We just sit in a party chat in Dark Souls and
It always comes back to Dark Souls when we do these interviews. Everyone, every game developer on the planet is addicted to Dark Souls.
Yeah, we need to get the Dark Souls devs on here and ask them what they put in the damn game.
Cocaine.
Like subliminal messaging
it's
or something?
Pure cocaine.
But it's actually, I mean, like, what I like about Dark Souls is I like it when Charlie leads me around Dark Souls and tells me what to do. like I said, I'm a bit shit at games, but I really like it. It's like when Charlie comes on and goes, all right then, Mike, so like, we're working on Wing Kings, whatever, what are we going to do when this happens? And all the time, he's just killing all these bosses for me, and I'm just sitting back, and it's great. Like, yeah, that's our board meeting. Like, I just love being led around and showing what to do.
That's actually when I play with Joe on any team game.
Yeah.
Because Joe's already played it, so he's just, all right, so we're going to come over here, get this weapon, pick that up. No, stop dying, you dumbass. No,
that's it, because, here. You know, there's always a Hannibal, isn't there? There's always a, you know, like I played, what's that one with the Starship Troopers thing going on? It's like a three-player droppy down... Bollocks.
Now, granted,
anyway,
I do.
There's always one guy that hops in and goes, right, okay, blah, 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 yeah. And, it's a nice experience, but I feel sorry for them because they'll never get it. They'll never know what it's like.
Yeah.
Have a game daddy.
Someone's got to be the guy who sucks, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
in our,
we don't
in
have
our
to
crew, it's Pappy.
Guy.
So
we don't have to go look for him because he's right here.
Yay! Saves us trouble. So you just name dropped Wing Kings. That is the game that you guys are working on now, correct?
Yeah. So we got a budget for this one. So Wing Kings is an air combat dogfighting roguelike game. So it's like. There's a lot of air combat. There's a lot of dogfighting. There's a lot of land missions. There's a lot of blowing things up. And the whole shabam is randomly generated, like all the landscape, the layouts, and all the missions as well. It's one of these games where kind of like you start off and you've got one life, but you've got three planes, and you've got to kind of like carry out all these randomly generated missions, like carry this bomb over here, free the POWs, mash up these parachutists with your propeller. We're not sure about whether we're going to put that one in or not. It's a bit unethical.
That is kind of a violation of the rules of war.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, like, there is actually some, we have been sort of talking about the ethics of that, because it's really fun. but, yeah, anyway.
Make it realistic. Oh, you blew up a hospital. Don't worry, someone will just go to the Security Council and apologize.
Yeah, it's going to be quite lighthearted. I think we're going to try and make it as British as fuck as well. I think there's going to be a lot of tally-ho spiffing and all that sort of shit.
Oh, it's always good.
It's really funny.
Your pilot actually complains when it's tea time and he's still doing his mission.
Well, no, like a lot of the missions is ensuring that the biscuit supply is not held up and things like this. Oh yeah, speaking of biscuits, I found out the other day that what you call biscuits is an abomination.
You put
gravy on these.
You need to go to like somewhere down south, like the Carolinas or you know, even Alabama, and get a little old lady to make you southern style biscuits, and then you'll understand what biscuits can be in America. Well, yeah. You don't go to just like a fucking fast food restaurant and get the biscuits, then you're just gonna be sad.
Okay. Yeah, I saw this YouTube video of this guy eating biscuits and gravy, and I was just like, I don't know.
I like biscuits and gravy, so I'm not gonna shit talk it.
Well, yeah, no, I'll try it. You know?
We call cookies, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah. Okay. No, I'd absolutely try them, but I mean, crikey.
Southern style biscuits is just like it's delicious bread with, you know, a little bit of salt and then like all the butter, just all the butter in the immediate vicinity. It gets either used in the biscuit or put on a hot biscuit.
Now yay, butter. As long as it clogs the arteries, it's good.
Yeah, and that's what the gravy's for. It's to help you, you know.
That's to finish the artery clogging.
It's also to help it go down, too, you know. We got to lubricate.
Because the biscuits are dry.
They can be, yeah.
Yeah, if it's poorly done. Because we have a chicken, fried chicken chain called Popeyes. I like their biscuits, but the first thing I do is I break it up and put it in the mashed potatoes. So, yeah, they do tend to be a little on the dry side.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have a Taco Bell. I hear so much about them. I hear they give you
Well, if you're really looking for the I have to find a bathroom in 20 minutes experience, you come to America and go to White Castle. They're tiny little burgers. They're actually called sliders. We call them sliders because they slide right through you.
Okay. I've seen Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, but I think it's called Harold and Kumar Get the Munchies, it's called over here, because we don't know what White Castle is. We don't know because we've never heard of White Castle.
That makes sense.
They're called sliders, and the general rule, because for a couple of months I was an honor guard where we actually did funeral detail, and whenever we passed a White Castle, the rule was we can't eat there on the way to a funeral. On the way back, it has to be our last stop. You know, we have to be within 30 to 45 minutes of home.
So go to White Castle with your PSP, have a little go on the bog. And I heard this amazing, speaking of junk food, this amazing business strategy thing the other day. If you're going into a meeting and you really, really want somebody to, if you want it to go your way, organize a meeting for 11 o'clock in the morning. Before you go in, eat a shitload of KFC, like absolutely fucking bung yourself up. And then start the meeting. Then come 1 o'clock, they'll be sweating, thinking about going for dinner, and you'll be sitting there banging on about man hours and until they're so fucking desperate, they'll just agree to anything. So get a lunch. Oh, I've got to
or, you know, on the opposite side, you bring Taco Bell to everyone in the meeting, so they'll be like, all right, meeting adjourned. It's been 30 minutes. We all got to go.
Do that in their office. You don't want to do that on home turf, do you?
We're all going to shit our brains out. Can we please just agree on something and end this goddamn meeting?
Yeah. I wish we do that at work. They decide to have the meetings at 7 a.m. So, we can go on for 4 hours if we need to before lunch. It's like, oh, God, no.
That's the worst.
Then again, this is the podcast where Pappy regularly takes a piss break in the middle of the show.
Yeah, because I refuse to use a catheter.
Well, yeah. hang on. Wait. Can I just run and get something you said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
We'll entertain ourselves. Hey, Pappy, I hate you.
I know.
I hate you.
But yeah, I mean, dude, I drink like a gallon of water at work. Of course I'm going to have to go.
Get a pee bottle or something. Jesus.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
No, it isn't.
I was talking about how, like, even though I know how to work on my car, I don't like doing it because I get dirty. Like, I'm very, very clean.
But you can still piss in the bottle and be clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then now I have the knowledge that there's a piss bottle in my house.
But urine's really sterile.
For a brief amount of time. When it's been sitting there stewing in that bottle.
What, for an hour until the show is over and then you could go dump it out?
No, you don't dump it out. Like, you fucking throw that thing away and pray to God it's on fire by the end of the week.
As long as you don't, like, leave it sit for a few days, you'd be fine.
And you wouldn't
have to run away during the recording of a podcast episode.
I worked with a guy who, Friday night, he would buy a 20-pack of Taco Bell tacos and a case of Mountain Dew. He'd go home and start playing EverQuest. He wouldn't even change out of his uniform. He'd just start playing EverQuest. And then he would pee in those bottles, and then he'd smoke. Like, he'd have, like, 4 or 5 packs of cigarettes. And he would play until Sunday afternoon and then go to bed. And then wake up Monday morning having never changed or showered and then come into work.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
At least I'm not that bad.
Oh, no, that's – yeah, and here I am. I believe that a minimum one shower a day, minimum. Like, I can't even do that whole, oh, it's a lazy Sunday, I'm just not going to shower today. It's like by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like, nope, I'm getting in there. I feel dirty.
That's because you live in Vegas and you sweat 24/7.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's Vegas. I just am dirty.
You are a filthy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, video games.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So I what the hell were we talking? We were talking about Wing Kings, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
we started talking about biscuits, so that that derailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's lots of missions about rescuing tea and all that.
A lot of missions about shitting your pants during is that gonna make the game shitting your pants during a flight?
Maybe one for the sequel.
Nice. That could be one. That could be one of the Xbox exclusive bonus missions. You have to not shit your pants during the mission.
Yeah, whenever you feel it coming on, you have to do a loop de loop to kind of push it back in.
Turtles popping out. Got to do a loop.
Let's hit 5 G's, man. It really squeezed that fucker back in there.
Oh my god! So
it's a while off, Wing Kings. It's quite a while off, but it's going really nice. We've got this artist that's like he used to work on stuff years back. It's a bit obscure, but like Brutal Sports Football on the Amiga and the Mega Drive and that sort of shit. I mean, he's old school, and
nice.
He's making some lovely like 32-bit pixel art, like, because we kind of like, you know, like we'll play games with pixel art, but I think like as far as our output goes, it's not really like the whole big blocky pixels thing. That's kind of like we're going to try and avoid that as much as possible.
Make it look.
It seems like
smooth.
The popular thing is to do like NES style pixel graphics, but with Wing Kings, the pictures you have on your website, it looks more like PlayStation 1 era sprite graphics, like Symphony of the Night, where it looks gorgeous and it's not just super pixelated. It just looks clean and retro feeling, but it still looks good.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, it's that sort of era, sort of Saturn, PlayStation 1 era. Yeah, spot on. But it's completely HD. It's all like all the planes were rendered out in 3D and then drawn over the top of, you know, like pixel by pixel. There's nothing that's been, you know, like it's just some painstaking stuff. The guy's
nice.
Amazing. And the game's turning out really, really nice. I mean, we're moving on soon to the multiplayer modes, which are going to be early tests have shown they will be quite compulsive.
Now, what platforms are you aiming for that? Because the website says Vita and PS4, but your alpha video says PS4, Vita, and Xbox One. So is Xbox a planned platform, or is it just PlayStation for now?
Yeah, Xbox is a planned platform. Xbox One is a planned platform.
Yay!
We're just going to go for those three. We might. So we use our own engine. It's our own hand-rolled engine. We haven't given it a name. Like, do you know what? We should do that. You know, like everybody else has got like a really cool name for their engine. You're like Frostbite.
It's the biscuit engine.
It's not bad, man.
Now, if you use it, I just want a special thanks in the credits for Wing Kings.
All right.
Thanks to the SLM podcast. And be like, yeah, close enough.
I mean, we might change to the Fire Engine, Sony's Fire Engine, which should make it easy to... I know, PFYRE. Fire Engine. We should make it able to put it on Steam and all that. But I don't know. I don't know anything about Steam. I don't really. It looks like a nightmare.
It's really easy to get your game on it, and that's kind of the problem right now.
Right.
Everyone has their game on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it. Then somebody said that some Bubsy the Bobcat collection had appeared on it, so I thought, oh. I don't know.
Fucking Bubsy? Really?
Yeah, yeah. They've just completely taken like Bubsy 1, 2, and 3 and just dumped them on Steam. Untouched, un-HD'd, unfixed.
Unfixed.
I need to search for this. Fucking Bubsy, holy shit.
I hope I'm right.
Bubsy Twofer, $4.99. The first authorized digital release of the first two Bubsy games. What could possibly go wrong? Fuck you.
God.
What could possibly go wrong? Fucking piece of shit.
And that just causes instant rage. That
poor puns and
quick plug for a friend of mine's game that is on Steam. Ruffian Games have just brought out. Remember the guys that worked on Crackdown 2? They just brought out an amazing couch play co-op game called Fragmental that's worth looking at. I've been playing a lot. It's really pretty.
Yeah, I saw that just came out. I haven't checked it out though. I've heard a lot about it.
If you're able to play games with people in the same room, it's pre-alpha at the moment, but it's awesome. I think they're working on AI and stuff at the moment.
My problem is if it's on a PC, I very rarely play it because my computer is held together by like sticks and glue right now. It's that old. Like the gerbil that's inside running on the wheel to power it is getting really old. Like we need to put him down soon. So yeah, that's why I stick with consoles. I'm a console boy through and through, and
it's just easier.
I mean, the last time I really bothered with PC gaming, it was going into DOS and CD:/ something. That was like the last time I really bothered playing games on PC other than emulators, personally.
Yeah. My last big PC game that I had the dilemma over was making sure I had 4 meg of RAM so I could play Doom. The original Doom. And we only had 2, so I could only play Wolfenstein 3D.
That's a tough break.
Back in the Quake. Day.
It was Quake for me. Quake was the one. Still is. Still play Quake to this day.
That's awesome.
Hey, those old games are still good.
Quake's just really fucking fast. And it has not been beaten. But being fast and brutal and just, oh yeah, it's great. I'm really looking forward to that Doom.
Yeah, the new Doom looks insane.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
I think it looks gorgeous. I played around with that closed alpha for a little bit. I don't know what the NDA covered or if it's still in effect or whatever. It was fun. It was fast paced. It wasn't super hardcore, so I could still really like enjoy myself with it. It is violent as fuck, which is like some of the footage from that new Doom game. Like if you showed that 20 years ago, parents' heads would explode.
Yeah.
It is such a violent game that I'm amazed that they can get away with some of this stuff. It's just
I don't think it was as bad as some of the Mortal Kombat stuff.
Some of the Mortal Kombat stuff is fucked up, that's for sure. Yeah, but violence in games has gotten insane, and I guess it's just so over the top now that it's kind of a parody of itself. It doesn't bother me. It's just shocking to see like when people would lose their fucking minds over the games back in the mid 90s and oh no, he set the guy on fire. That's the kids are gonna go to hell and meet with Satan for playing these games. And now like you're just making bodies explode into giblets. It's crazy.
Giblets.
My only complaint with Doom so far, the new one, is the box art is atrocious.
I saw that. The whole hunky space marine.
Yeah, thankfully they're doing that whole campaign to have reversible artwork, but that shit should have been the normal artwork to begin with, because that artwork for Doom is dog shit.
What, the guy throwing all the demons in the background? Everything's attacking him?
That's what it should be.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. The close-up one. Okay.
Yeah, where it's just like the yellow background with the picture of the space. It's like, why?
Well, I typed in Doom box art because I hadn't seen it, and one day ago it shows an awesome. Oh, never mind. Okay, that's what.
Yeah, they're doing a campaign for people to vote between two different covers to be the reverse side of the artwork.
Yeah, because I was going to say the one where he's like throwing shit, that's got that very old school Conan comics kind of style to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sort of Army of Darkness pose.
Yeah, but the soldier standing behind the word is Doom. I mean, that's every goddamn FPS right there.
Yeah, it's Halo, it's Haze, it's, yeah, all that, yeah, terrifying. Marketing, eh?
Yeah.
Hell, even that helmet looks like it was from Halo. Like, come on, guys, be a little more original.
I just like that when that artwork came out, someone took the artwork and just pasted random game titles on it, and they all worked.
Yeah, you could put Crysis or Halo.
Yeah, that's what they did. They were just putting random video game titles on it, and they all worked.
Yeah, Friendship is Magic. You know, totally worth it.
Shadow of the Colossus. Don't Die, Mr. Robot. I want to see that
probably
one.
Look really good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it looks like a robot. So.
We need the super gritty HD remake of Don't Die, Mr. Robot, where it's just like super violent and gory.
Yeah,
like,
everything explodes to blood. He's swearing at everything like, fuck you, robots. Fuck you,
fucking
banana.
Fucking bananas.
Oh, these are good voices. Do you remember that Bomberman gritty reboot?
Act Zero. What the fuck was that?
Like, why didn't they just ask anyone if it was a good idea or not?
Some things can't handle a gritty reboot, you know, like Mega Man, you know. It's been in the consciousness for so long. Who would do, like, an R-rated gritty Mega Man game? Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's a sickening thought.
Like, when you take the powers from the robot, you, like, rip their body open and pull their heart out, and it's pulsating, and you stick it in your own body, and you're like, now I have Cut Man's blade.
Yeah. Now I have wind shears.
Dr. Wily, you're fucked.
Well, see, now we can just make it.
Yeah, it might work.
You'll never get me, Mega Man. Fuck you, old man.
I mean, thank God they've never done, like, an adult Mario. I don't know what Bowser does when he kidnaps Peach, but it can't be pretty.
The princess has been kidnapped again. Oh, Bowser, you son of a bitch. I've had it this time.
It cuts to Bowser with her chained, and he's, like, beating her with a whip.
You shut up, you whore.
Mario, help me.
No, then it turns out the Princess Peach is actually into whips. You know, that's the twist.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
Mario, well, when you beat the game, you get Mario's gimp outfit as an alternate costume for the next.
Oh my lord! Hey, with how many secret outfits? With how many secret outfits they have in Mario Maker, there might be a gimp outfit in there soon. You never know.
Yeah, so welcome to our show. I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you. Do you guys normally talk about poo and wee this much?
Maybe not this much, but regularly, yes. The one running gag on our show for the longest time was all about fleshlights, so.
Yeah.
Oh man, I've got a story about one of them I can't tell.
See,
sure you
can. Can't tell if you have a story. Tell us you can't tell it.
I went to a famous developer's house and he had one in his sink he forgot about.
Oh, God.
Nothing wrong with that. At least you know that he's keeping himself calm and together. You know.
Yeah.
At least it's not in the dishwasher with some plates.
Oh, God. Yeah, always wash your sex toys separately, people.
Yeah.
Oh, I met this guy once. Oh man, this is a nasty story. I'm not sure if it's good or not.
Oh, you can tell it.
Judging by your laugh, sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Oh, fuck it. Right. So I used to live with this guy, and I can't tell you anything about him because it'd be well easy to find out. And like, I didn't see him for fucking days, right? And he was really bad at doing the washing up anyway. Like, never did the washing up. Piles and piles of it. And he got really ill one day and come in and he was like flopping all this phlegm, all this lung butter into this mug and going, oh, I feel really ill.
and spitting.
Lung butter. I like that. Yeah. Lung butter.
Heard that one, Joe? I love that one.
I never heard lung butter.
Oh, well, if you'd have seen it, you'd have gone, I'm going to put that on some of my biscuits. So he's like that. He's got this mug full of phlegm, and he's like waddling around, and then he kind of like starts passing out, and he spills his mug of phlegm all up my bean bag in the living room. I'm like, oh, mate, you're not well, are you, dude? So like, me and my mate got him, we took him to the hospital, and like, turns out he was really, really ill. So we left him in the hospital, and I was just like, well, I have to do all this fucking washing up then, aren't I? I'm furious. So I thought, I'll go into his room and see if he's got any mugs in there, because I don't know how long he's going to be, whatever. And what he did have was a couple of very, very large sex toys. Spotless. What I'm saying is, why... Like, because I had to get all the washing up and put it in the bath and blast it with a shower. But what I'm saying is, he's washing them up. Why not wash your mug up, mate? Come on.
maybe that's why, you know, he was too busy keeping them clean. Didn't have time for the rest.
Well, he didn't. No, but he had his priorities wrong, is what I was saying. You know, like, I'm glad that he was taking care of his bum. But, you know, just... it's, yeah. Because, I'm not obviously not working in environmental health now, but I've got a background in health and safety and all that. So I'm very, very hygiene conscious of these things, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, you got a dirty place, you're going to get sick more often.
Yeah. But he's fine now.
That's good. Yeah. I tease my little brother. He has a cleanliness issue.
How are you going to say he put things up his ass?
No. But like the doing dishes and stuff. I used to come over to visit him when I was stationed in New Jersey. I was just 3 hours from home, so I'd come over and visit. But when I got there on Friday nights, the first thing we did was, all right, we're cleaning, and I would always fill at least 2 full size garbage bags.
Oh yeah.
And I'd come up one Friday a month, so it's like sometimes 3-4 garbage bags. It's like, dude, like, oh hey, we had pizza. And forgot to throw away the box that's under the coffee table. Like, oh, when'd you guys get pizza? Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Like, Jesus Christ. Come on. He's better now because he's got a kid, you know, so. But it was rough for a while. And his ex wasn't much better. I was helping do the dishes, and, you know, we found this cup, and she's like, oh, don't throw it away. It's my favorite cup. I open it up. There's like 2 inches of mold in the bottom. It was eight. It used to be a half a cup of orange juice. It had been sitting for that long that it solidified into mold. And I'm like, are you going to clean this? No, that's disgusting. Well, then I'm throwing it away because I'm not cleaning it.
What the hell?
It can't be your favorite cup if it's full of stinking.
Yeah, and that's what I said. This can't be your favorite because it's obvious you haven't drunk out of it in at least a month. You know, at least.
4 years. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I have experience with the whole, you know, friends or roommates or whatever that aren't very good at keeping their general area anything remotely tidy.
Yeah, yeah. If it's affecting me, it's an issue.
Yeah. That's why. I mean, I've been living alone for long enough now. That's like, this is fine. I don't need a roommate. I don't want a roommate. Like, ever.
Yeah. You reach a stage where you can't get back to flat sharing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if I get married again in the future, then that's something else. But even then, maybe we'll just do apartments across the hall, you know?
Hey, me and my wife, we actually have separate beds that are next to each other, and it is the smartest thing we have ever done. Because
absolutely.
We each get to sprawl out on our own queen size mattress. And if we ever want to have some sexy time, we just meet in the middle and hang out.
Or you just wait till I come visit.
No, that's when we visit you and then do it on your bed.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to resort to 2 duvets. Because I'm a big like stealer of the duvet. So there's a backup duvet. But the 2 bed thing, man, that's the way forward. Totally with you.
Yeah, it's the smartest thing that we've ever done.
I did that with my ex for a while because she was such a light sleeper. When I got up for work at 5, it would just wake her up. And with her work hour, she was going to bed around midnight. So you know, we finally did the separate beds thing so she could actually sleep until 8 o'clock when her alarm went off. And yeah, there is something to be said about that. But at the same time, I sleep so heavily it doesn't matter. Like if I'm in a twin bed with another person, doesn't fucking matter. I'm not waking up until my second alarm goes off.
Yeah, that's why you slept on our couch with a cat sleeping on you when you're allergic to cats.
Yeah, I was asleep. Didn't matter. No, I mean, I'm the guy who slept through a tornado touching down just a few blocks away as a kid.
Nice.
Like, yeah, it's just that's how I am. And I think that I'm lucky that way because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I'm such a light sleeper. The neighbors, you know, walked across their living room and I was awake. It's like, well, fuck that. Once I'm asleep, if my neighbors want to host a goddamn, you know, circus upstairs, it doesn't matter as long as I'm asleep.
Nice. Man, this is a weird episode.
Video games.
So what about my game, huh? It's all right, huh?
Yeah, I really enjoy the game. I spent so much more time playing on the Vita than the PS4 just because the controller preference. It just... Ooh. But I'm enjoying the shit out of it. I think I'm halfway through all the missions in remix mode. I need to go back and get better scores on some of them to unlock more.
Yeah, that's quite fun going back. I think like if you come across a couple of remixes that are like, hang on, this is ridiculous. You can always do them with a default robot, but there are unlockable robots which might help.
Yeah, I read that the one with the key is supposedly really good.
Yeah, that's a guy from a friend of ours, Brandon, really good friend, who made Forget Me Not for the iPhone. He's also making Forget Me Not for the Vita as well. It was like this sort of cult, trippy, Pac-Man-y roguelike thing. He's a character from that.
Nice. Well, when that's coming to the Vita, tell him to get in touch with us. We'll talk to him.
Yeah, oh man, he's got an amazing voice. So deep. I play a bit of Dark Souls with him as well. Hey!
Is that where you got your bass? You just had him talking to the microphone and you remixed that for your game?
Yep. He does all of our bass lines.
Nice.
Yeah, oh well, anyway, yeah, really, really glad you like it. We had a lot of fun making it. Got to say, the guy that helped us do the PS4 version is a guy called Richard Ogden. He's a really, really cool guy. He's the guy that did Minutes for PS4. You might not have if you're being Xbox One guys, but I think with Minutes and Don't Die, I think it's fair to say that we are the best avoid 'em ups on PlayStation.
I'm trying to think if I've played Minutes or not.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, don't let him fool you. He does prefer the Xbox, but he still stays pretty well in touch with what's going on with all the other platforms.
I don't think I...
Unlike me, where Joe just texts me, like, hey, look at this game and this game, so you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay.
No, I didn't play Minutes. I don't know if I bought it or not. I know I've picked up a few PS4 games. If they've been on, like, super big sales, I've picked them up with the intent of eventually playing them, but I don't think I've played Minutes. I might have to check that one out.
It looks like the kind of game you'd enjoy, Joe.
Probably.
It came out the same day as Don't Die, and it's an avoid-em-up, and it was completely like, neither of us had any idea we're two British developers reasonably close making avoid-em-ups, but yeah, when it came out, we kind of got chatting, got friendly, and yeah, he's awesome. He's got a couple of his own games under wraps at the minute, but yeah, he's awesome. At Red Phantom Games on Twitter.
I'll have to hit him up. Maybe we could check it out for the show.
Yeah, he's pretty rad. He'll definitely talk to you. He's cool.
Avoid 'em ups. I think avoid 'em ups is becoming the new popular genre coming out because
another one that's new to me, you know. So I got to learn two new game styles this week.
Well, just Shapes and Beats from Magfest. That's pretty much another avoid 'em up, and it's fucking awesome. That one's really good. I can't wait for that to come out.
I like to think of us more as a fruit 'em up.
Fruit 'em up.
That's the genre.
I love when people just create their own genres. Like Fruit 'em Up is awesome. We had Relaxploration with Submerged the other day.
Uh huh.
Custom genres are the best.
Yeah, why not? I tell you, because it always that always reminds me of how Primus had their own ID3 tag. You know the ID3 tags that you append to mute like MP3s. You know the band Primus.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've got their own ID3 tag.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Rock, pop, classical, orchestral Primus.
I always just assume Primus is just what happens when you have a very talented bass player and a lot of drugs.
I'm not sure how particularly the drug. I mean, it's certainly influenced, but I don't know.
With me and Primus, I really enjoy the music, but sometimes he definitely goes in that whole navel gazing thing where, you know, 4 minutes later, I'm like, was that a song?
Yeah, I love his stories. I love his stories. Les Claypool's sort of gritty, shitty stories about a world I'll never see.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a world I'm not sure I want to see.
I'm trying to think, what could you call a dogfighting roguelike for a custom genre name? I'm thinking doglike.
Doglike. Just angry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
It's a doglike.
It's a doglike.
Yeah, it's a doglike. I don't know, I feel like...
D-O-G-E-L-I-K-E.
Yeah.
With a lot of the games coming out where the creators are talking about how they really enjoy difficult games, I feel like there should be a genre just called Fuck You.
Yeah, those are called the Dark Souls games.
Dark Souls, Electronic Super Joy definitely falls in.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, what genre is your game in? It's in the fuck you genre? Why is it called the fuck you genre? Because, well, fuck you.
You.
Have you played it? No.
That's how you don't know.
Have you played it? No. Well, then fuck you. Well, I played it. Oh, so you did play it? Yeah. And you died a lot? Yeah. Well, fuck you too.
That's what we were going for.
Oh man. Well, we are now over an hour. I guess we could start wrapping this up. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss about the game or about the company, whatever you're working on? Anything else?
No, not really. No. I mean, I think we've gone into the reasons why Don't Die is an absolute must buy on PS4.
I agree, especially for only being what, $4?
Yeah. It's $3.99.
If you don't have the $4 for this game, what the hell's wrong with you? It is cheap, it is fun, it is addictive, it is cross-buy, so you could play it on the Vita and do much better with a controller that's not garbage. I'm still gonna...
The soundtrack, as you say, is excellent.
Yeah, we play music at the end of our shows, and at the end of this episode, if it's cool with you guys, I was going to play some of the "Don't Die, Mr. Robot" songs.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. And the soundtrack's available to download for free
on Bandcamp. Yep, we're going to link to that. So if you want to get the soundtrack for yourself, check the description of wherever you got this episode, and you can find a link there to grab the soundtrack for free, or you could kick him a few bucks and not be a cheap bitch like me.
No, why not? Yeah, do whatever you want, man. As long as people hear it and have fun, as long as people play it and have fun, that's all we want. We just want loads of people to play it and loads of people to have fun, because I don't know, it's really good fun, man.
And if you're not sure about it, we're doing a giveaway since we have two extra copies. We are asking people to send in an email to us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com and give us a story or a joke or something that's fruit related, because why not go with fruit for a fruit 'em up? And our two favorite entries are going to get a copy of the game for Vita and PS4.
Boom.
Boom.
They're lucky, lucky people.
Indeed.
They're honored. And
we're probably going to do that giveaway next week sometime. So give people a couple of days to get their entries in, and maybe next Thursday, whenever we're doing our show next week, we'll pick some winners.
Well, I'll tune in and see if I can hear some entertaining fruit-related jokes or stories.
Hope so, because we like when people are entertaining with us. Because we're not entertaining ourselves. We're fucking terrible at this show.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
I don't know. Something about diarrhea.
Yeah. Poop.
But anyway,
right, well,
yeah.
I made it a whole show without having to go pee, so let's do this.
Yeah, let's. I guess we will wrap things up. Do you have any final words for our listeners to end our show?
Go and buy Don't Die Mr. Robot, because I think it's about 80 quid worth of fun. That's $90 worth of fun for $4. That's
it. You
can't go wrong there. You can't go wrong with that. That's value for money, mate.
That is.
Look at the math, people. Look at the math.
Maths. Yeah.
The math. This is...
Yeah.
It, yeah,
the mathematics,
skip getting diarrhea at Taco Bell once and get this game instead.
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
Man. $4 at Taco Bell is like six meals.